gets colder. My eyes goes thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. Cause I can't stop the walk.
Good afternoon. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to Focus on the Facts. Today we're going to discuss the story of Pizzagate again and the ongoing investigation into the worldwide pedophile and human trafficking network run by world leaders. Sex trafficking is modern-day human slavery in a $35 billion a year industry. There have been many high-profile cases involving the pedophile network in the U.S. and satanic occult rituals involving Washington politicians. One of the most prevalent cases is the Franklin scandal. The documentary on the Franklin scandal, titled Conspiracy of Silence, exposed a network of Washington politicians and religious leaders who had kidnapped children and flew them to Washington for sex orgies. Many of the kidnapped children were auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas and Toronto, Canada, and were wearing nothing but their underwear and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks when they were auctioned off. I posted that documentary on my Facebook page for people who are interested in the story. If the Franklin scandal had been exposed and investigated, many of the politicians now sitting in Washington would have been sent to prison for life, and we likely would not be discussing the satanic pedophile network exposed by WikiLeaks. I've also posted many articles and videos on my Facebook page to refer to during our discussion or later. My guest today is Amy James, an attorney and longtime advocate for children's rights, who has been investigating Pizzagate with me. Amy and I have worked together on investigations into the violations of children's rights for almost a decade already. So I'll bring Amy on now and start the discussion. Welcome, Amy.
Hey, Evelyn. Good to talk to you again.
Yes. Boy, we've been working together a long time, haven't we?
Yeah. We started out fighting against the Mothers Act, which was a pharmaceutical, basically, gift package bill that Congress gave to promote the drugging of pregnant and nursing mothers. And then ever since then, we've been good friends, and so we're actually working on this Pizzagate project now. This is probably the biggest deal right now that I think anyone should be investigating, but it almost seems like people don't care as much as they should, like it's died down a little bit. But was it last Monday we were attempting to do this, or was it 2 weeks ago?
No, it was last Monday.
Last Monday, yeah. We got cut off. Like, they cut off the internet for the whole radio program so that we couldn't continue the show. It was crazy.
Right. Can you give a little summary for people maybe that aren't familiar with Pizzagate? Can you give a little summary about what Pizzagate is?
Yeah, definitely. So there was the WikiLeaks website that released a whole bunch of emails on Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and then there was a story that broke about spirit cooking. Right around the same time as the spirit cooking story broke, we found out that there was a huge like number of disturbing code words that people were finding in the Podesta emails regarding things that are used by pedophiles to signify different types of sex with children. And these are in the Podesta emails. Like, they're referring to a lot of stuff about pizza, pasta, walnut, sauce. There's one about a map that seems pizza-related. So if you're reading these Podesta leaks emails and you come across one that says, the realtor found a map that seems pizza-related, like, that makes literally no sense. So obviously it's code words, but these code words are referring to sex with children. So basically, Pizzagate is the whole kind of, like, nickname that people have given to this pedophile child trafficking conspiracy. It's linked to everyone from the owner of a pizza shop, whose name is James Alefantis, who has publicly posted photos of little children on his Instagram with, like, children holding money in their mouths, children eating pizza, different terms that are, like, code words for sex. It's him, it's Podesta, it's John Podesta's brother Tony. It's even linked to Hillary Clinton, possibly even President Obama. Vice President Biden. It just goes like into the whole super rich political sphere. All these people that are friends, all these people that are apparently doing satanic rituals together. And so it's just a vast, humongous topic that we can talk about, but like it's just child trafficking and satanic ritual abuse if you boil it down.
Right, right. And the thing was, you know, when I say earlier that if we would have investigated the Franklin scandal, or if it had been properly investigated and the rest would have been made, I think that that would have ended it then. But just like back then, when the Franklin scandal broke, a newspaper article came out, and that was taken down right away, and then I think it was Tom Brokaw made one broadcast on that, and that was it. And then the media just covered everything up. But, you know, the media, the problem is here, a majority of the media are involved in this. You know, and that's why, you know, people think that it's, you know, and I used to think that it was all, you know, the advertising dollars and everything, say, for pharma, you know, why they wouldn't report stories when, you know, pharma's poisoning all of us with the products. And I used to think that it was the advertising dollars, but not anymore. When it comes to this, no. Half of them are involved in it themselves. And so, you know,
I mean, they must be, or else they're being threatened. But, I mean, it makes a lot of sense when you think about how many different people are apparently involved. And it, you can't just, like, speculate and say, I think so-and-so is probably involved. But there's actual evidence coming out about these people. So,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and I was, and I've been researching, well, I was researching this for well over a year because I was going to write a book on the Worldwide Pedophile Network. But I don't think I need to do that anymore. I mean, there are thousands of independent investigators involved in this investigation around the world. And the stories are breaking in all different countries, too. Like that one about over in Norway, I believe it was. They just had a humongous bust over there, largest porn bust ever in history in Norway. And the different news media has reported that story. And it said how, you know, there's politicians and lawmakers and lawyers and political people all involved. And in a day, the news media took that story down and is blocking it because it came out that the Clinton Foundation is involved in this pedophile bust that took place in Norway. So the media here took the story down off their internet sites, blocked that whole story. And, you know, the night that it came out, I said to this friend, this is awful weird because it was saying about all the politicians involved in other countries and all this. And I said, I bet the Clinton Foundation is involved in that. And I said, but they're not naming any names yet. So the next day, they took the stories down. And then it came out that the people in Norway, professionals or whatever, had donated, like almost $100 million to the Clinton Foundation. They've redrawn all their donations now. Not given any more to the Clinton Foundation because it's involved in this scandal.
There's something I posted yesterday, but I'm not sure if it was Norway or not. I'm trying to look it up, but it was about the Clinton Foundation and somebody on the Pizzagate Research Board on Vote, VOAT.co, had posted this about a Freedom of Information Act request they did, and it came back that Hillary Clinton had gone on a trip with the State Department in, like, 2012, and that while they were there, there was one of her employees, I guess, that got busted for soliciting underage sex. And so this is like a redacted document that came out where the government was covering up this pedophilia while they're on official business in a foreign country. Let me see if I can find the link here, and then I'll tell you when I find it what country it was. But, yeah, I mean, the Clinton Foundation is apparently involved in, like...
There, right?
Huh?
Wasn't it the ambassador to that country that was caught going to the park at night?
I
knew about this back when it happened. You know, when I've been researching this, so, I mean, I got files on all this. So I knew about this back when it happened, but now it just came out in the emails about how hard they covered up for him to get away with that over there.
Yeah, it says it's a State Department trip to Europe in late 2012, and it says she went to Brussels, Belgium for NATO talks. And there's a Washington Examiner article about it And then there's a Breitbart article about it, and it says, yeah, U.S. Ambassador to Belgium Howard Gutman slipped away from security detail to solicit sex from minor children. Members of Clinton staff Cheryl Mills and Patrick Kennedy have attempted to quash and cover up the incident, in addition to others. So, yeah, there's
and that guy
solicitor.
Was
and then it says Clinton security detail involved in prostitution epidemic. Clinton's closest aides involved in cover-up. But this is just, it's very extensive. I mean, she's done this whole, like we were talking about last time, the involvement with the countries that primarily are wanting these children to be given to them for sex, like the Muslim countries in the Middle East, and they give her so much money. And then there's the Haitian scandal where Laura Silsby, I looked this up this weekend, but Laura Silsby is connected to the Haitian scandal, but she's also connected to the United States Amber Alert system. And it sounds almost like someone made that up, or maybe it's a tenuous relationship. But I looked it up, and she's on the executive board for this company called AlertSense, which provides the Amber Alert system. So this Laura Silsby person is someone who Hillary Clinton was able to get an attorney to help her get out of jail in Haiti for kidnapping children. She kidnapped 33 children, and she was trying to leave the country with them, and the country would not allow it. And they got the kids and took them away from her and put her in jail, and Hillary Clinton hired a sex offender attorney. Like, he's a convicted sex offender who somehow
stole in another country, yeah, right.
To get her off. So she was able to get out of jail, return to the United States. She was sentenced to time served, but convicted. And she calls herself a Baptist and said she was running a Christian orphanage. Now she works for this company, AlertSense. And if you look her up, she's got other experience besides that company that sounds kind of like high-tech experience and executive experience in major companies. It's not like she's some unknown missionary that just happened to get falsely accused. She's an actual, like, high-up executive.
Right, and didn't she have a shopping show network or something for a while?
I'm not sure.
It got all caught up in fraud, not paying their employees and all this stuff. I was just reading that this morning. Yeah.
I don't know, but if you go to the AlertSense website and you just let their opening intro play, the first image is really creepy. Evelyn, it's like a checkerboard, like Masonic imagery-looking thing of black and white with people all over the world, like standing on little checkerboard squares with like this really creepy hand making a claw in the background. I'm like, what the heck is this supposed to be? It's like the creepiest image ever. Why is this on their website? But it's all very disturbing.
And down in Haiti, that's where that Monica Peterson, that investigator, was investigating the Clinton Foundation and human trafficking in Haiti. And she was just murdered here a couple months ago, eh?
Yeah, she was murdered the day after the election. And they're calling it a suicide, or they're trying to cover it up and say we don't really know why she died, but she was investigating the Clinton Foundation and their ties to sex trafficking, and she worked for some human rights organization. And you can read her a blog entry about her death on the Facebook page for the organization that she worked for. So a lot of people have tried to say it was a hoax or it was a fake story, but it's not. You can go look it up and verify all of this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and now we were talking about last time too. Well, but the show wasn't on. You know, Julian Assange just said that it was not Russia that hacked, you know, the U.S. elections here in the United States. And,
right.
And that's for sure. I mean, what the heck does Russia care? Why does it want to hack our elections? You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so,
well, there was someone that,
you know what they're doing.
One of our ambassadors said they knew who it was.
Pardon?
One of our ambassadors said that they knew who the person was that gave the emails to Julian Assange. There was never any hacking of the election.
It's the guy that murdered that Seth Rich.
But, I mean, the fact that fact that Julian Assange got some emails on Podesta and on Clinton does not mean that our election was hacked or that anyone interfered in the election at all. So,
it's just a big distraction to take it off what's in them emails by keeping the focus on the distraction of who took them. It doesn't matter who took them. What's in
right.
them? Did you happen to see yesterday John Podesta on Meet the Press?
I did not see him, but I did hear what was going on.
Absolutely. And I watched it. It was a 12-minute interview. Not one word about what was in those emails. You know, the media had, I mean, the balls of this guy to go out there on national TV, cable TV to the world and sit there and act like nothing's wrong.
Uh-huh.
And the media just letting him. Like, instead of, mm-hmm. you know, like they were quibbling over where they got the emails. Not once did he say, but, you know, John, you know, maybe we should never mind about who got your emails. What about what was in them? You want to explain that to our listeners? What you
yeah,
guys
I mean?
Mean?
It started with the Benghazi scandal when Clinton had her private server. Obviously, that's not a very secure system, and I think there were at least six different countries that have hacked into her accounts to read, like, top secret information about the United States. So she's basically just, like, exposed herself, and everyone wants to talk about who hacked, but, like, Hillary Clinton arranged for the murder of our ambassador, Christopher Stevens. And she
right.
did all sorts of other evil things, and so does John Podesta. So instead of talking about, they're not going to bring up anything that was in the emails, but instead of talking about Benghazi or talking about child sex trafficking, now we're all talking about Russia. It's just so dumb.
Well, it's so ridiculous. Like I posted that poster from Putin the other day. He said if he wanted to hack the U.S. elections, do you really think Obama would have been president for the last 8 years? He could
yeah.
change the election? You know, I mean, it's so ridiculous. But no,
yeah.
the whole thing, do not discuss what's in those emails. Just keep it in this argument. So now today the electors are supposed to vote, so we'll see if this finally ends. I mean, this whole charade of an election that drags on for 2 years now is so disgusting to me because you and I both know that we don't decide who's going to be in there, you know. And in this case, Hillary was definitely the Illuminati's choice to put in there, and they were going to
yeah.
put her in there. It didn't matter what, but it was Pizzagate that made her lose. I mean, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they'd heard all about her rotten pay-for-play schemes and all the money she's getting from foreign countries and all her war profiteering, but this was the nail in the coffin. You know, that she's
yeah.
involved in this human trafficking and organ trafficking and everything else for money through that Clinton Foundation. And this goes back to, you know, when it all came out, I think it was a little over a year ago that it all came out about Jeffrey Epstein down there and his pedophile island down there, you know. And now it's come out in the Pizzagate emails that Bill Clinton flew on that Lolita Express, that airplane of Epstein's, you know, that has a bet on it for underage sex orgies with the girls that he brings on board. And
mm-hmm.
now, and he's, Clinton traveled on it 26 times, the record show. But now it's come out that Hillary went down to that pedophile island 6 times herself with
yeah.
Clinton. So I don't know how the heck that she kept that hidden off the flight logs and everything, but she did, you know. And
I don't know that, I think the last time I was on your show, right before we got cut off, I started to talk about Kathy O'Brien, and Kathy
yeah.
O'Brien is a MK Ultra survivor, and I watched part of her interview, and she's got a couple of books out, and Hillary Clinton was accused, and I totally believe Kathy O'Brien, but she was accused of basically using Kathy as a MK Ultra sex slave. And
right.
if you watch the Kathy O'Brien interview, she actually has a documentary coming out, and she shows her genitals on the documentary because the people in the government who are these Satanists have actually, like, carved a demon-looking face head thing into her genitals. So
right.
in the story, she talks about how Hillary Clinton
that excited
was
her.
In the process of, yeah, she was brought, Kathy was brought to Hillary's room, and Kathy described how excited and turned on it made Hillary Clinton to hear that she was, quote, a two-faced bitch, which I guess is their little satanic lingo for we mutilated her and carved a face into her. But you can see it on the video. There's no way she made this up. And she was a sex slave for, I believe it was Robert Byrd. And then she was passed around to different people. But Hillary Clinton is a pedophile also. I mean, she's like a... She's interested in little girls. She's on the picture for the menu for one of those neighboring restaurants. I can't remember the name of it. You might know, but they have the Girl Love logo on their menu. And so I was looking into this yesterday on the pedophile symbols that the FBI released. I Googled it, and I found all kinds of pedophile blogs where they're arguing that, you know, child love is something that they should be allowed to do. And it's just who they are, and children should be allowed to express themselves. And all these logos are all over their magazines, their blogs, everywhere. And so the Child Love logos are the triangle that's like a triangular spiral, and then a butterfly that's like made out of hearts is one of the Girl Love logos, and there's another one that's two hearts, one inside of another. So that MK Ultra link to me, I wanted to mention real quick, if you look into MK Ultra symbolism, one of the main symbols that they use is a butterfly. And I think it's kind of interesting that that's also a pedophile symbol.
Right. Well, and they're trying to push this through. They're trying to push this through, this pedophilia, you know, that it's okay. And their argument, the main one of their main argument is this doesn't hurt children. It's the fuss that the parents or the adults make when they find out about it that hurts children. Well, I can tell you, I was sexually molested as a child, and it's nothing compared to what we are examining here. Nothing at all. I mean, mm-hmm. It seems trivial. But the idea is that it is traumatizing, and it bothers you for life when men do this stuff to little girls. You know, that yes, it does hurt them. It is not the trauma. In fact, I never even told anybody till I was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the trauma caused by my parents finding out and being mad about it. No.
Right.
No, but the stuff these women went through, put through, and Kathy O'Brien, what her daughter, too, they got it. What they do is they breed these women and these families that are bound to be involved in this pedophilia and stuff, and then they breed these and they take them when they're just infants and start this MK Ultra in indoctrinating, and what they do, this MKUltra, they torture them so much, and they use electric shock, they put them in cages, they drug them, and then they sodomize them, and what it ends up doing is makes their brain split apart into different personalities, and then they can program them. Kathy O'Brien, and what's the other one, Bryce, what's her first name? Her Susan Ford is her real name, but she wrote a book too, and they're called Kathy and this Bryce woman, Presidential Models.
Mm-hmm.
They are trained. It is unbelievable. I mean, their
presidential model comment was in the Kathy O'Brien brief article that's online. You can read it. And when they refer to her as a presidential model, that's how she was introduced to Hillary Clinton right before the two-faced bitch comment. But that means that she is clean. She doesn't have any diseases.
Right. Yeah, because that's what Hillary asked the person who brought her, is she clean? And that's what it means, yeah, presidential models. And her and Bryce, they've slept with every president from, I think it was Eisenhower on up, except Carter. Every
mm-hmm.
single administration has been involved in this. And it has to stop now.
It's so disgusting. Our entire government is run by these secretive Satanists, and it's hard to even, like, wrap your head around that. But I was looking up information today before the show about the dates and things, random things I was finding in the emails. And there's one of the spirit cooking date. I tried to see if that was, like, an important date, the July 9th, 2015 spirit cooking dinner. But I just happened to come across a calendar for Satanism, and I found out that January 20th is a satanic kidnapping preparation for human sacrifice day, January 20th to the 26th. So I think it's interesting that our inauguration day is around the time of a satanic holiday.
Right.
If you could just do some talking for 1 minute. I need to go take care of this noise problem here. I'll be right back.
Okay. Right. These satanic pedophile networks has been running, I don't know, well, the MKUltras have been around since, I think they started in the 1940s or 50s. So this is when they started doing this to these kids. But now our entertainment industry is just filled with these MKUltra victims. And it's so sad because, you know, all of the movies and all of the TV shows, they are just filled with filth and satanic, you know, garbage all over them, just brainwashing our children. And like these young singers, like this Pizzagate, you know, now it's come out, all these young singers and stuff are just always going on about pizza. And Miley Cyrus is there, and she wears outfits that are made up of, you know, with pizza emblems all over them. And her bedroom has supposedly has a bedspread and a quilt and stuff that's all just full of pizza and everything.
Oh, really?
They've been parading this in front of our eyes in plain sight forever, and we didn't get it.
Katy Perry has a ton of satanic and Egyptian religion references in all of her videos, and so I don't know about the pizza thing, but she has one of it's called Wide Awake, and I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but she is depicted as an MKUltra victim being tortured in a psychiatric ward, and in the beginning of the video there's like imagery of these disturbing like bullheaded, I don't know if they're supposed to be Baphomet or what, but they're like wearing bullheads and they're wearing these like nurse outfits and pushing her on a wheelchair. She's in a straight jacket and she's like twitching and stuff. And then I watched a bunch of videos on this about 6 months ago, but if you watch her videos, there's tons of satanic imagery, and she even admitted on tape with someone interviewing her that she sold her soul to the devil. But that's basically right. What you have to do if you want to get rich or famous in this country as a Hollywood star or a politician, is you have to join them. So,
right. They're all involved in it. And I know I'm supposed to have compassion for these people. You know, they're this MKUltra programmed and they act like this, you know, like Miley Cyrus. And I posted a whole bunch of her pictures on my Facebook page to show just how vile. But yes, I feel sorry for these people. They didn't choose this. Her dad sold his soul to get her into this. And so, but my concern is the children. We have to get this filth out. This stuff is programming our children with this satanic symbols and everything, and all the videos and all the movies. And all this stuff, you know, that, I mean, the pictures, people need to look on my Facebook page to see what kind of pictures Miley Cyrus is putting out there. And this is for our kids who grew up liking her because she was, you know, on Hannah Montana and all that. And now this is what she's displaying and showing our kids, that it's okay for a young woman to act like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is straight out filth. Filth. I mean, you know, when
penises, I don't remember this sort of stuff from when I was a teenager. Like, I don't remember any of my favorite Hollywood stars acting like that. I don't remember any of my friends doing this stuff either. Nobody was that promiscuous or dirty or, like, demented. But that Comet Pizza restaurant with James Elefantis as the owner, he is the 49th most powerful man in Washington, according to GQ magazine. And he's a pizza shop owner. I think that's a little bit strange. And
strange.
Someone else was talking about the bands that they have playing at Comet Pizza, and these bands are full of disgusting imagery. If you watch their videos, they've got a picture. There's one of them, a cartoon person standing in front of a pinball table. On the pinball table is a picture of a little kid being cut with blood dripping down the kid's hand. And then in the background is a spirit cooking wall with, like, the word poo written on the wall in blood, and then a photo of an artwork piece on the ground, like a framed picture of Jesus underneath all the blood. Like, totally satanic stuff, total, like, references to pizza, references to spirit cooking, references to all these things we're finding in these WikiLeaks. And that's what Comet Pizza is doing. They're hosting these bands. They are posting pictures of little kids with money in their mouths on the Instagram. They're doing all this stuff. And then, like you said, you watched John Podesta on Meet the Press, but I saw an interview with James Alefantis on Megyn Kelly's show. She was just, like, oozing with sympathy for him. And he's like, oh, this could happen to anyone. Poor me. All these false, fake news stories about me. And I'm like, I can't believe they would willingly cover this up for him. They don't do any investigating. They just completely say it's fake news, and they'll give him all the airtime that he wants.
Yep.
But they don't care about the children. Yeah. I mean,
and like everybody's saying, why is the media so worried about protecting this one pizza joint?
Yeah.
You know, don't all the other places in the country get, you know, harassed or whatever? You know, and the same thing, this pizza joint. You know that George Soros even donated, I think it was like $30,000 all told, to that pizza joint? What are
really?
These people giving that little pizza joint all this money for?
Well, there's a picture I just found today of Alefantis. It's his Instagram, and someone found a picture of him holding a party for Podesta's birthday. And on the table is a statue of a flaccid phallus. And somebody looked into it, and it's an artwork piece created by someone who wanted to commemorate the fact that she likes to talk about or fantasize about dismembering her father or something like that. It's like a ritual-related phallic artwork piece. And this is at the Podesta table at the James Alefantis birthday party for John Podesta.
Right. I always say, you know, these people, some of them are the richest people in the world. What are they writing about pizza all the time for? You know, you'd think these people would be going out to steakhouses or to fancy restaurants or whatever, talking about their different menus or whatever. No, no, no. All pizza and hot dogs.
Yeah,
you know,
pizza and
hot
dogs.
Tell you, yeah. See, this makes me so mad, too. You know, like with Obama there. That one email where it says the guy says that he spent $65,000 tax dollars on importing pizza and hot dogs from Chicago. Now, number one, how much pizza for a private party at the White House? Number one, you can't bring food into the White House. They don't serve any food that's cooked outside of the White House. So $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza to go to a private party at the White House, our tax dollars, to rub salt in the wound. You know,
yeah, somehow I don't believe they were eating
White House
pizza or
yeah,
hot
right,
dogs.
Hot dogs. Little boys and girls, right.
Yeah.
And then that one email where Podesta asked if thinks he'd have more fun in playing dominoes with cheese pizza rather than it would be the one for boys, you know?
Right. He said, I have more luck with dominoes on pasta than cheese or something like that.
Yeah, well, what he meant was little girls rather than little boys.
Yeah.
And this is just how sick the whole thing. But this bit now, you know, coming out with this, you know, Jeffrey Epstein helped start that Clinton Initiative, you know, invested money to help start that. So he was behind all this from the beginning. This pedophile network is he's ahead of it, I think, here in the United States. I mean, and I think down there on that island that they're trafficking kids from Haiti right directly to that island. And I was watching a video yesterday of George Soros and Hillary down in Haiti. Oh my God, they're practically drooling. They're watching this. They're watching this little, I don't know, play or something where kids are dancing and stuff around. And it was so funny because these kids had little name tags hanging from their neck, just like I said that they did when they auctioned the kids off during the Franklin scandal when they'd auction them off. Them kids. And Soros and Hillary are there together, and they're just practically drooling looking at these little kids. They must have been probably there to pick out the ones they wanted.
That's disgusting. You know, I think that they're probably pedophiles because they turned into pedophiles throughout their careers because they were involved in all of this satanic ritual stuff. Like, I don't know if for sure it's possible for this many people to be pedophiles and just say, oh, I want to go into the government. But I was looking at the satanic rituals, and these satanic rituals, like, center around human sacrifice. And there'll be certain days of the year when they do it, and there's certain days of the year that coincide with the number of children that are going missing. And if you look at to Pizzagate, there's someone who posted like a list of the number of children missing per month, per state.
Right.
And there was a large number of children going missing in Virginia and around there, around the time of Halloween and all these other satanic holidays that would start to increase.
Right.
And there would be a number of children missing without photos. So when you think about it, Laura Silsby's in charge of the Amber Alert system in the United States. There's children going missing who have no photos posted online around Halloween, which is the satanic holiday.
Right.
And these people are in charge of the government.
Right. And they can't stop. They're addicted to that blood. That they do those human sacrifices and kill those babies and children and drink that blood and eat the body parts. Cook and eat the body parts. This is what our politicians are doing. And there is not a way to get into Washington anymore if you're not blackmailable with some kind of sex problem. The entire government, I mean, nothing could happen better than for an earthquake to knock Washington right off the map in this country and get rid of them all. Because they don't get into Congress or high positions in agencies or anything else if they are not involved in the satanic pedophile industry. And what they do, it goes back far. I mean, these MKUltra people, like this Paul Bonacci during the Franklin scandal, he testified in his deposition that the plan for him, they get him right from birth. They stole him when he was real little, turned him into an MKUltra slave. They pass him around, you know, to all over the world and stuff for world leaders to rape him and everything in Washington. Then they had to plan that they would put him in the military for just a short stint so that would build up a military career. That would look good politically, see. Then when he got out, they would make him ambassador to different countries. And this is what they do, like that ambassador you were talking about that got busted over there in Belgium or wherever, going out and trafficking kids. And then after he was ambassador, then they would put him into office. So this was the plan right from the start. So it isn't anymore that they're adults and they look for something to blackmail them. They are taking them right from birth and making them into these MKUltra slaves and putting them in office.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at James Elefante's Instagram this morning and some of the links that you sent me, and there's this one with the baby with the money in her mouth, and I started trying to look up the people who were commenting, and there was one person in Germany commenting in German like that, and so I had to go Google Translate that, but there's another hashtag called Karis James, and I started looking into it. I'm like, what is Karis James? And I found something that shows a missing child named Lisa Irwin that people have discovered looks like maybe it could be this baby in James Elefantis's Instagram photo because they've done the age progression. She was missing since October 3rd, 2011. Just stolen out of her crib, kind of like Madeleine McCann was stolen out of her bed. And so this baby looks almost, I really think it was her, but I can't be sure, obviously, but it does look exactly like the girl that James Elefantis posts pictures of all the time. And it says on there that he's calling himself her godfather. No one really knows who she is. Nobody's come out saying that they're disturbed by the fact that people are targeting their daughter or their daughter's pictures on his Instagram. So they think that this is this girl, Lisa Irwin. So if anyone knows Lisa Irwin's parents in Kansas City, Missouri, you should go look into this. Somebody find them.
Yeah. In his interview, didn't he say that in his interview that was his godchild?
I didn't watch that part of it, but yeah, I think that's what he's claiming.
Yeah. I think
that girl taped down to the table in one of his Instagram pictures, so obviously she hangs around him a lot.
Right. And then he said in the interview that, you know, they were going on about a basement and everything. They didn't have a basement. And that was a lie. They do, too.
Well, Jeff, I don't know how you say his last name, Pro something. I don't know how to pronounce it, but he went and did a video. No. It's a guy that's like investigating Pizzagate. Jack, he's on Twitter.
Oh, right.
Jack Prosebeck or something. And I watched that video the other night where he got kicked out of Comet Pizza, but he was like kind of snooping around trying to find the bathroom. And apparently there's like a hidden door to try to push open to get into the bathroom. And they have like these walls made of like shiplap or strips of wood or something. And then next to like the back of the restaurant, there's like this guy just like standing there. Like, and so Jack is like, is this the bathroom? The guy just ignores him. He's like, nope. And he can't seem to find the bathroom. And then he comments later that he noticed this guy, like, go into the back room. Some other guy came out of the back room and then left. So they're kind of watching the back room. And right about that time is when he got kicked out of the restaurant.
Right. Right.
So
well, you know,
I think
now
they have hidden doors, and I think they have a basement. And I don't know for sure, but can you tell about the basement if you know anything about it?
Yeah. There's a video online where the guy found the basement. You know,
okay.
The investigators are all over this. You know, they're not going to get away with this time. You know, back in the day of the Franklin scandal, I don't know that one. I was really busy at the time, and I don't even remember it, to tell you the truth. And so later, when I saw this, it was like, God, how did that get by me? But it was only one newspaper story, and then it was taken down, and then the show was canceled at the last minute, the video on it, and then that was last was heard about it. So it's not a wonder that I didn't hear about it, but I don't think many people did.
I think the Comet Pizza logo is the Girl Love logo. I think I got that wrong the first time we did this show, but the ping pong, it looks exactly like the Girl Love logo with the butterflies, the little,
right,
two little ping pong,
right,
paddles. And then Best of Pizzas, their logo literally is the Boy Love logo. It's not,
wait,
even that different.
Is that the one that changed it then? Is that the one that changed it right away then?
I think it was Cafe Trattori or whatever it was, the one that has Hillary Clinton on their website, that took off the Girl Love logo from their website.
Right.
Or whatever they're called.
Well, that was something, too, you know, for the investigators of Pizzagate to bring that out. You know, the FBI's, all their different codes and symbols.
Oh, you're right. They did change it. Best of Pizza, I found it. Yeah, they changed it. They took out the triangles that are in the center.
Yeah, but it was funny because investigators went and looked, and they had ads on different places, I think on a time machine or some, you know, money machine or something, and they found it with the old ad, you know, because they took it off right away as soon as that story broke. Yeah. Change the logo.
Terrasol. It says Cafe Terrasol. They have the two hearts that are the Girl Love logo, one inside of the other. And this thing has a creepy-looking hand on top of it. So the creepy hand on top of the heart, I don't know anything about that, but that's also on, the creepy hand is on Laura Soulsby's website.
Right. Well, they're making all this money.
It looks like someone's grabbing you.
Someone's what?
It looks like someone's grabbing you, like they're going to steal you. That's what that hand reminds me of.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
But
great.
If you look up these photos of the Comet Pizza logo, you'll come across some of their artwork that's on their walls. And I'm looking at it now, and there's one of an adult holding a child's head in her hand, but there's no body attached to it.
Right. Right. Explain a little bit more about spirit cooking that they do get together and do. Tell people what's in that stuff that they eat.
Okay, well, Marina Abramović is a Satanist, and she hosted a spirit cooking party for, I guess, her satanic friends. And John Podesta and Tony Podesta were both invited. And they make a mixture of blood, semen, urine, and breast milk, and then they let it kind of congeal, and then they paint it on the walls. And they pour it on things. Like, there's a video of Marina doing this.
Right.
Urine, yeah.
Urine.
They
yeah.
painted it on a baby effigy, and then they, like, smeared it all over the walls so the blood letters dripping down. And there's some of this artwork that is in the home of, I believe it's the Podestas that have this, but it might be James Elefantis, where there's a satanic ritual abuse survivor painting these pictures of adults raping kids and making them perform sexual acts on them. And then in the background of one of these is a spirit cooking thing. There's blood letters on the wall. And so the spirit cooking is basically just a party where they get together, they stab the center of their hand, and they're supposed to, like, drink blood and drink this mixture of blood and breast milk. And I'm not sure what the point
semen
is other than...
in urine.
Yeah, the semen, the urine, the breast milk, and the blood.
Yep.
And there's a photo online you can find of Marina Abramovich with Lady Gaga drinking the blood off of a what looks like a woman's dead body, a naked dead body, mm-hmm. in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know why. What is the point of spirit cooking? I've heard that they use it as a way to, like, consume children. I don't know if they're cooking the children into the soup or ritually killing them or what, but it's some sort of satanic ritual.
Well, you know, what's so difficult for me is I never investigated magic or occultism or anything like this ever before. So when this came out it came out in October, but my God, when I started looking into this, I didn't have any idea about any of this.
See, I know
sure
a little bit about it.
Spirit cooking.
I've been looking into the occult, like, from an outsider perspective, like, from a Christian perspective, and, like, from a perspective of, like, who the Illuminati is and stuff. I've been looking into them for a while because I had a time period in my life where I was kind of, like, influenced to go along with New Age things, and so I thought it was all okay, and all religions are okay, and so it was all New Agey. It wasn't, like, evil or whatever, but a lot of these New Age religions are actually, like, the basis of a lot of Satanism. They go hand in hand, so while a Wiccan person may not consider themselves satanic, a lot of the things that they do are satanic, and, like, while a New Age person may do tarot cards and not think it's satanic, the tarot is part of Aleister Crowley's religion. So these things can be pushed onto people as, like, a New Agey type thing, one world religion is all okay type thing. And so I knew some of this already, but, like, the blood drinking is something that a lot of, like, pagan witches that I knew personally in life, and I was never a pagan witch or anything, but, like, I knew these people, they would do this. They would drink their own menstrual blood, and it was supposed to be, like, a sacred ritual, like, that they would honor the female divine spirit or whatever. Like, it sounds kind of weird, but, like, it is weird.
Well, these
Satanists, they do drink blood. They do it.
They're addicted
it's not made
to this
up.
Blood, these huh? Satanist politicians. I said these Satanist politicians that are involved in this are addicted to that blood.
Yeah, well, it contains stem cells. If you're drinking blood from a placenta or menstrual blood or baby's blood or whatever, it contains a lot of stem cells, and it also has a chemical in it called DMT, which is present at the moment of death, and it makes you high. So
right.
They do get high on this stuff, and they get
absolute
youth from it. They get younger. They get the benefits of all those stem cells.
Right. Right. And so think how many babies they got to kill a year to do this stuff. And so,
yeah.
Like Al Gore getting caught with that suitcase of blood that time, and then he lied and said, oh, he had some kind of blood disease or something. That's why he had a suitcase of blood. They're addicted
yeah.
to it. And what they do, too, when they traumatize these children, when they traumatize them so drastically, they release chemicals in their brain from being traumatized and everything, and then this blood is more powerful or whatever. And I haven't looked into it to know enough to give you the names of everything, these chemicals and stuff that are secreted when kids are so traumatized. But this is one of the reasons why they do it. And then they kill them. Like when I had
right.
Fiona Barnett on, she told about when she was at this big hall or whatever where they had this great big satanic ritual. And she was, I don't know how old she was at the time, but they had like 10 boys lined up on the stage. And she said she thinks they were drugged or something because they just stood there and didn't move or anything. And who did the killing this time was that Spence. Is it Max Spence that was in Mad Max or whatever? He did with a great big, huge cleaver, just cut off their heads. one by one, just killed them, just like that. And then they all had wild sex, she said, all the people. And then they cut the head off. One person came over and made her take a bite out of this dead child's head, this dead head.
Well, this sort of stuff will give you nightmares. I actually had a nightmare about this 2 nights ago.
I don't anymore. I used to. I don't anymore.
I watched the video of Jack, whatever his last name is, going into Comet Ping Pong. I had a nightmare about that sort of exact thing where these people were, like, chasing me. Like, at the end of the dream, they were eating, like, cats and stuff. So it's a really upsetting topic for people, even for me, even as, like, a person that really wants to know everything about it.
Well, I had nightmares, believe me, but I've built up some good defenses now to protect me against the trauma from watching this stuff, because it is so hard, and that's why it always gets shut down. People can't stand looking at this stuff, and I certainly understand that. You know, it makes them turn away. It is so appalling and so disgusting and filthy that they can't stand looking at it, you know. And so people shy away. I mean, this one big YouTube guy, he shut down his YouTube channel. He just said he had it. I mean, some people, you can't, not many people can handle investigating something like this, I'll tell you. I forced myself to.
A lot of people are getting threatened. Like, I know Alex Jones had a bunch of his reporters covering it for a while, and now they're sort of like acting like, well, we can't say this is true, but we can say that we found this, 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 and this. And so they're almost afraid to come out and say, like, what they believe, you know.
Well, I heard that he was threatened in his family. And that's usually it, you know, the family, you know, and people will quit because they've seen it happen. You see people kill left and right here, like Seth Rich, you know, the DNC guy that leaked the emails. He just murdered right out there in plain sight, and look, nothing happened. Or the investigator down there investigating in Haiti. She's murdered.
There's
nothing
a guy
happened.
That goes on the Alex Jones show who is the former hitman for Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton from the 90s. Larry.
Is that Webb or Larry Nichols?
Larry Nichols, I believe. And he's got a documentary. It talks all about all the people he murdered for the Clintons, and then he finally wouldn't do it anymore and just stopped. And apparently he was helping them cover up a lot of, like, drug trafficking they were getting rich on in the 90s.
Right.
And cocaine trafficking. But, yeah, I mean, don't kill anyone. They don't have, like, regret or remorse about it. If they can protect themselves, they will do it.
Yeah, and they just get away with all of it. But the thing is that half the FBI and the CIA was behind all this MKUltra programming. It's our government doing it. So, you know, it's going to be our independent investigators that are going to have to break this, because so many people in the FBI and the CIA are involved in it. And this is how they control everybody. This is how they control everybody. And it's the same with the elites. You know, all the people at the heads of agencies and Congress and their aides, everything. Everybody's involved. So how can people stop it, even if the media wanted to report? But they don't. I mean, if they didn't report it back in the 70s and 80s when it broke out, you know, they're not doing it now, but it is so obvious now. This ain't going away. I don't care what they do.
I don't think the media is actually a real media, because we keep finding all these WikiLeaks about different reporters, everyone from, like, Stephen Colbert to other people that work on, like, CNN or whatever channels they work on, that their stories are coming directly from the White House. They're not independent at all. I mean, they can't say anything unless it's approved by the White House.
Absolutely. This is so outrageous. And, you know, they're trying to shut this down, and, you know, and Facebook is really doing a number. I mean, they just watch every stroke I make on Facebook. And yesterday, they sent me a warning because I posted a picture of Miley Cyrus for that album she came out with, where she dresses up like a little baby in a crib, and she looks like she's sucking on a penis, you know. And this is what came out with that album. And I put on there that this is predictive programming to make people accept pedophilia and human trafficking. and Facebook flashes up, this violates our policy to post that comment or something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have an anti-circumcision group I'm in, and I had posted a picture of a ritual Jewish circumcision where the mohel or whoever's doing it actually sucks the penis of the baby after he cuts the foreskin. And I got banned for posting that picture. I got banned in 1 second. It was an automatic ban. It was like, so they're putting these pictures that they don't want shown into like a program so that if you post that exact photo, you'll get banned and that photo will be not allowed. And that's how evil Facebook is. Only reason I'm even on Facebook is because all of my friends are, but it's not a place to go to educate people
anymore. Yeah, I'm moving off it. I moved over to Gab, but I got to figure out how to use it yet in another site too, WeMe or something like that.
Yeah.
But I've got to learn how to use it now. You know, I had friends set up my Facebook, to tell you the truth, and Twitter, so I never even did it then way back in the 2000s. And so I don't know how to do that. But I'll manage. I'm getting out of here.
They're all banning this topic. It's like completely disappeared. Mm-hmm. They'll shadow ban it. They'll just like stealth ban things where you can't tell it's being banned. You post it and maybe it shows up for you.
Right.
But if you're doing a search, they'll promote other things that aren't related to what you're looking for. They won't show
stuff. I know it's been so hard researching because I know they're doing that. But, well, it's been really good having you on, Amy, and you're doing really good work investigating this topic, and I know you'll hang in there just like me. I don't care what they threaten me with. I won't get off of this. There is nothing they can threaten me with. I mean, I said that the whole time I've been an investigative reporter. They spy on me every minute. They haven't come up with anything, and all the time they've been snooping on me. But I don't care what they threaten me with. I am not getting off of this. This has got to stop now. So, well, thank you very much, Amy. And
thanks for having me back.
Pardon?
I said thanks for having me back.
Yes. So what's the latest development here? Anything? You know the latest? The latest for me is the link to human organ trafficking. That's what I've been investigating yesterday and today now. How much money they're making off of that, you know?
Well, that's like linked up with there's organ traffickers all over the world, but I also believe that one is linked up with Planned Parenthood.
Oh, sure it is, and with the Clinton Foundation. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, we'll keep investigating, and we'll stay on this, won't we, Amy?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody. I hope you learned a few things today, and tune in next week, and we'll get back, probably still be talking on this topic some. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Gets colder, my eyes goes thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life. 'Cause I can't stop the warmth, shelter, homeless. Tried and